Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
The Masters is back on CBS. Prepare yourself for a week of the image of a golf ball being struck in slow motion. The tee spinning slowly round and round. Whose tee is it? And will they pick it up? Who cares? Because it's the Masters on CBS.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the OJ. Bye.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A lawmaker says the driver of a stolen semi-trailer intentionally rammed it into a Texas public safety office in a rural town west of Houston. Texas State Senator Lewis Colcor says three people were airlifted to a hospital and three more were transported in serious condition following the commercial vehicle crash Friday in Brenham. It's about 75 miles west of Houston. A suspect has been arrested. The House has passed a bill to reauthorize and reform a key U.S. government surveillance tool without including broad restrictions on how the FBI uses this crucial program to search for Americans' data. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 475 points. The NASDAQ dropped 267 with the S&P 500 lower by 75. This is SRN News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, damen und herren, From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
True international average of pressure.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Come on, man.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper.
I have no idea.
Trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact
what?
That George Floyd's death did.
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Did somebody mention sticks?
Get out of here.
Sticks. All right, we're in the final hour of Happy Hour heading into the weekend. We hope you have a good one. Got some nice weather for outdoor plans and so forth. Before we split, we have two things coming up after 5:30 this afternoon. First, our movie maven, Miss Murray, has some great weekend movie recommendations for you. If you're, I'm weird in that I fall in love with certain movies, and I'll just put them on. I may not be paying attention completely, but I don't see a great option. So I'll rewatch the same stuff instead of trying something new, and she's been great. One of the movies I see on the potential list here is Last Letter from Your Lover. I forget the streaming service that's on. It's easy enough to find out. But I watched that, and I thought it was an outstanding film. It was just... In fact, that's the one that reminded me of Jacqueline, the lead actress in that film. So we'll be talking some weekend movie recommendations with Miss Murray, and then we're going to replay yesterday's Mark Robert interview at about 5:40 or so to wrap up the week here on News Talk.
All right.
508, Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. That's the group we hope you partner up with in the ongoing maintenance of your vehicle. Three great locations to serve you. They're open Saturdays, so if weekdays are tough for you to get that kind of stuff done, stop by. They're open early. Visit Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. You'll also be happy to know that when you need tires, see them first. They get your wholesale price on your favorite brand and always include a price that includes installation. Not to mention, they can diagnose and fix just about any other issue with your car. Serving you from high atop Mount Duncan in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. For Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, here's All-American Randall.
Don't forget your VIP pad that Don Duncan is.
That's right.
When you go in.
Their VIP program. I should mention that more often.
And then it'd been nice. You know, I know nobody hits it because of the basketball, but when they come back around for football time, well, I'm be after that $300 bus. Just think, if you, like I said before, if you hit that $300 and then you got the VIP, it depends how much you drive, but you're not going to have to pay the ball for oil change for 2 years. For 2 years. I mean, just by listening to the Greg show, ain't that crazy? But anyway, I forgot what I was gonna talk about, man.
Yeah, it happens to me every day, Randall. Don't feel bad.
So, sir, I ain't here. I said here.
Oh, I said that happens to me all the time. Losing your train of thought, except I get to do it in front of thousands of people.
Hundreds of thousands of people. Because, man, your replay ain't no telling. And it ain't. I mean, we still listening to stuff just the other day of you. You know what I mean? From the 1980s. So I mean, that was just laying around and still. So it really did. I mean, you.
You know what you mentioned?
Man, that's amazing.
I just remembered. I found those old tapes that go back to this station and its initial heritage when it was on AM, and they were labeled Radio Fun. What did I do with those? I may play one of those just to see what's on it. Yeah,
and if people listen to the morning show, religious, I don't know, Jay may or may not have dropped a little something about yesterday, a couple of days ago. And I mean, so if y'all want to go search for it, Jay accidentally slipped over the tongue, and I came to Greg. I bet you Greg gave one of them looks like Miss Rosie gave Greg, because I can feel it through the radio. Yeah, so. So if y'all want to know what Jay said, I would say go search for it. And it was this week. I just don't remember what day it was. I mean, so you was talking to Mr. David about something that had me going. And I know I didn't want to call then and interrupt because man, he keeps it. But I just left from downtown Wetumpka. From Mr. Grumpy is a dog. I went there just to get the Chicago dog, but they don't have it's Frank Wiener. It ain't a Vienna. And I don't, you know what I mean? So he said, but that's their most popular dog all of a sudden. I said, well, because somebody might have mentioned it on Greg talked about it on the show, and somebody mentioned y'all's place on the radio. So that means y'all might want to go ahead and get used to be the chili cheese dog, but now it's that. And let me tell you, I can just picture you and Miss Rosa there because there were folks sitting outside with their little dogs and stuff just sitting there eating and had them on a leash. They got like a little, it's almost, you're sitting right by the street, but they got a little fence up. Like your dog can't get hurt. You know what I mean? Like it keeps them inside. And you just there, people walking around. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's a nice feel down there. It's pretty cool. But
I got to get up to try that place one of these days, Randall.
I went just to get the dog, but they didn't have the Vienna, so I went with something else since I couldn't have exactly like you said.
I got a call take on kind of an urgent basis. It's from So.
Oh, we definitely bye bye.
Goodbye.
Right. Is that you?
Hi. You guilted me. I made it happen.
I'm proud of you. And I'm glad the guilt still works as a motivation.
I mean, I really am just a sucker for peer pressure. It's a problem I've had since I was in my teens.
What, are you doing board and brush?
Yeah, so Amy and I are going to do board and brush, but we have to have, like, you know, an early bird special dinner because it starts at 6. And so I'm abiding by all of the rules of the road, but I'm speeding towards dinner because I'm running late so that we can eat in order to go to board and brush. Yeah, so Jared's watching the kids tonight.
So that we board and brush, what is that like painting with wine or something? I don't really know what that is.
No, so basically board and brush is over in over in East Montgomery. It's across from like Pepper Tree Steaks and Wine and Chappie's.
Okay.
And you go.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, it's like woodworking. It depends on the project you pick, but they have wood builds that you make and then you stain them and paint them however you want. So we enjoy doing that, and they have a lot of holiday stuff or home decor. And so yeah, that's what we're. It's a nice little craft night for the girls.
You know, you're a wise woman because you find things that you enjoy doing that give you a break from the routine, so that you're fresh for all the other things that you got to deal with. And I understand.
I told you my new addiction, though, right? Like, you know, my new obsession.
What's that?
I do it every single night. I'm addicted. Needle pointing. Yeah. Yes, Rosie pays attention.
Yes.
Needle pointing, Greg. Like, I'm addicted.
It is a stress reliever.
I love it so much. I mean, I love going home and needle pointing.
And what do you make when you needle point? What do you needle point?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. I'm going to have to show you. So I've been needle pointing a bunch of Christmas ornaments, but they're not Christmas themed. Mm-hmm. They're like my family themed. They're things that my family either has done or we enjoy. And then you send them off to be finished. Well, you can finish them themselves, but I just don't trust myself. And they turn them into Christmas ornaments.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing. I'm going to have a whole tree of nothing but needlepoint and ornaments this year.
There is nothing, nothing that you cannot do. You're amazing.
Math.
Do you want to talk about the other thing that's going on? Or do you want to save that for next week?
What's going on?
Never mind. We'll talk Monday.
What's going on?
Haven't you been interviewed for something really significant?
Oh! Yeah, but we won't know until after the 22nd. So what's the date today?
The 12th. 10 more days.
Okay, yeah. So Governor Ivey and her staff are not even going to be meeting until the 22nd. So I won't know anything about the interview for the district judge position that's going to be open in Elmore County until after that.
All right.
Yes, I have interviewed.
Well, we're
waiting to hear.
We're hoping that finally your talent gets recognized because you are so perfect for that gig.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I've had letters of recommendation submitted, and people have been calling the governor's office for me, and it's been an honor. Like, it's been very appreciated.
So. Well, let us know how we can help. Please say hi to Amy. Tell her we want her to stop by one of these days, too, okay?
I will. And Rosie, I think I'm going to see you tomorrow.
You are? Oh, yeah, you are. You are.
Who gave you guys permission to meet without me?
We won't talk to Eddie Vader.
Yeah.
I already told. It was Eddie. You're always welcome, Greg. We love you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Absolutely, guys.
Have
we'll
fun
next week. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, Mark Robert coming up at around 5:40. Yesterday's interview, he revealed some interesting stuff about OJ. We'd like to replay that for you. James, good afternoon.
Hey, I'm always behind Jay Quillen. Listen, it took me 18 minutes to go from Vaughn and Taylor up to the right-hand turn before you get to East Chase because
Whoa.
There's a wreck there at that last light. But you know what's not there?
The police.
Montgomery PD's not there.
That's so often the case, man. That's so often the case. We're understaffed.
What?
They know it, and they don't do anything about it. They
what
don't care.
In the world is it going to take to make the mayor do something?
An election where more than 50% of the people take their head out of the ass and vote for somebody who's going to be good for the city and not for their own ego.
Well... Yeah, well,
I know. Good luck with that.
Montgomery's turned 63% black, and I'm sorry. That's what's going to happen from now on.
And that's a shame because everybody, I don't care what color they are, everybody should want a city that's run well and run fairly for all. And right now, that is not the case. And I have situations that have convinced me that I'm not going to go into it now on Friday afternoon, but you're right.
There was an idiot on Coliseum Parkway a couple of weeks ago at one of the crossroads right there doing donuts in the middle of the intersection.
No surprise. That happens all the time.
Yeah. And the mayor will not bring back the traffic enforcement division. He will not do it.
Right.
Pitiful. It's pitiful. That's why I bought land.
I think we just have to, you know, lower expectations and resolve to change things next time there's an election. James, have a good weekend. Thanks for the heads up. We'll get more from Skipper in 1 minute. We just talked to Jacqueline Tomlinson. She and Dana Delk, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, handling all matters of family law. When you are in a crisis, you want people representing you. First of all, you'll do much better in the crisis if you stay out of it. Well, how do I do that? You call 819-4810 and give the crisis to them to handle for you. Do what they tell you to do. Some of it may not be stuff that you want to do, but I promise, if you do what you're told, a lesson that took me a lot of mistakes to learn, if you do what you're told, you can navigate the crisis and come out on the other side whole. But if you try to manage it yourself, you're likely only going to make it worse. That includes divorce. People from the past coming back looking for more money or a different arrangement. Life can ambush you 17 ways from Sunday. You can't always prepare for those moments, but you should know who to turn it over to when the crisis comes. And that's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, experienced at representing men and women. Look, when your lawyer is in a court of law or a judge's chamber or a mediation hearing, they are qualified mediators. In any negotiation, you want people that are absolutely fighting tooth and nail for your best interest. And you'll know that when you meet them and talk to them in that consultation. Reach out again, 819-4810. They handle all aspects of family law, including blended families, adoptions, and more. It's all listed on their website, thealabamafamilylawyers.com. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's traffic time at 5:20.
We have a new accident, 85 southbound at Court Street, just past Court, and there is a motorcycle involved in that accident. Please watch out for emergency vehicles headed there. We've got an accident on the Alabama River Bridge. It is on the left side of the road on 85 southbound coming into Montgomery. You'll need to be in the rightmost lanes to get past. That's got traffic backed up a little bit up I-65 and onto Northern Boulevard. Folks trying to exit there to get on 65 south. And we had an accident earlier at Atlanta Highway at I-85. We believe that one's out of the way now, but use caution. They are very busy everywhere this afternoon. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $36.38 due to signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995. Expires 4/30/24.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Somebody once told me they didn't want to know me. Said that I rubbed them the wrong way. So I looked them in the eye and said, kiss my ass. Everywhere and makes you look real. Well, I'm the guy in traffic that won't let you cut in. The gal at the office that always has a butt in. Light's still red, I'm behind you honking. Go to the movies, I'm the guy that's talking. You and your girl get up to dance. You come back and I'm sitting in your seat. You say that it's yours and you want it. I look at the chair, say your name's not on it. Hey now, I'm an and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm an and you see me every day. Everywhere that you go, there's at least one. Get a haircut and I ask which bowl. Point right at your nipples and tell you that you're cold. The express lane says 12 items. I'm checking 35 and I don't try to hide them. I'll roll up, look you in the face, and quickly cut you off to get in the parking place. Wedding reception, I'm no class. I go to kiss the bride and run my hand across her. Hey now, I'm an and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm an and you see me every day. Everywhere that you go, there's at least one
our job to look out for them so you don't have to deal with them. You're still going to run into them here and there. I received a very painful letter from one of our listeners who is truly physically impaired. Gets around, no self-pity, works a job, does everything the rest of us do, but she needs the handicap space in front of a store. And I've seen this happen. She goes to the store, the space is filled, there is no sticker in the window, and it's just an impatient young woman whose needs exceed those for whom that space was designed. And when you confront them on it, and I kind of held my breath, but you know, you're asking to get killed or hurt because they never take responsibility. They just like you're some kind of oppressor. It's just ridiculous. We have a ton of stuff going on the roads this afternoon. We have some local news we got to get to. The latest calamity being on Interstate 65. We'll get to that with Skipper in a minute. Reminder, if you're furniture shopping this weekend, if you're not including Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, you are shortchanging yourself of the best furniture selection in the River Region with everything marked at 50% off the top ticket price. With people like Stella Beard and Leslie Wolfolk to help you navigate the vast selection they carry, find just the right item. Leslie, in fact, has decorating experience, so you've got a really professional opinion there. You're looking for help in designing a room or a plan for your home. So shop wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. You save on sales tax there, too. They're in the 8.25 tax district as opposed to the 10 in Montgomery, so you save if you're going big. And by the way, $1,000 or more, if you're spending that amount, you can do interest-free for qualified customers with a Synchrony luxury account. Get a great sneak preview at their website, Shop Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R, shopkaiser.com, or stop by 4044 Wetumpka Highway. On your way to Wetumpka. Hi, Skipper. We're racing. What's going on?
We have an accident. I-85 southbound. This is going to be right past South Court Street. It is against the center divider. We are hearing that there might be a motorcycle involved in that accident. There are a lot of emergency personnel on the scene there. Right lane is your best bet, but traffic is moving very slowly on 85 southbound and backing up. Same situation, 65 southbound into Montgomery. We have an accident on the Alabama River Bridge. It is on the left. You'll need to be on the right side of the bridge to get across the Alabama River. That's got traffic backed up 65 south and on Northern Boulevard, and we're busy everywhere else. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama House of Representatives passed legislation on Thursday codifying definitions of male and female into Alabama law. House Bill 111 would classify concise biological definitions within state law. The legislation will now go to the Senate for deliberation. Two women and a juvenile male were charged with attempting to bring contraband into Staten Prison. Officers confiscated a book bag containing knives, cell phones, chargers, and a bag of assorted drugs. Hannah Crowder and Carrie Drake were arrested and taken to the Elmore County Jail. Ford is recalling nearly 43,000 SUVs because gasoline can leak from the fuel injectors onto hot engine surfaces, creating a fire hazard. The recall covers certain Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs with 1.5-liter engines from the 2022 and 2023 model years. Owners are to be notified by mail. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama. And God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
It is 5:31. Miss Murray's movie suggestions for your weekend coming up along with Rich's forecast.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tape.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Shocking details on OJ revealed by Mark Robert in our interview yesterday. That's going to run in just a couple of minutes. In 1 minute, Miss Murray joins us with your weekend movie recommendations.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I'll tell you what, the weekend forecast is looking pretty exciting. Tonight will be a little chilly, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 46, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be teasing the 80-degree mark on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. I think that we'll be in the middle 80s on Monday and Tuesday. So an extended string of storm-free dry days with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Miss Murray's Movie Minute brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, and renew your sparkle with AMS Studios at 119 East Main and Prattville at AMSstudios.com or call 730-1268. As we welcome Ellen Murray to the show, our movie maven. How are you?
Great. Happy Friday.
Yes. Happy Friday. Now, I want to make sure I understand what we're going to do here with the weekend recommendations for weekend viewing and how curiosity can guide you to other interesting choices you might not have made otherwise. Please put your hypothesis to work here. I'm eager to hear it.
Remember back in the 90s, there was a game called 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Where you tried to connect any actor to him through various other actors that had been in movies. So that's kind of the theme that I'm going for here.
Okay.
Last night I watched a movie called The Fault in Our Stars, which is based on a book that I read. It's kind of a teen novel about these two kids that have cancer that fall in love. And so it's heartwarming and it's also heartbreaking.
Yeah, that sounds different.
Yeah. And I recommended it. It was really good. But the boy in that movie was also in The West Side Story, which I've been recommending, the 2021 version. And he was also in another movie that was based on another book that I read called The Goldfinch. And I want to recommend this one to people. You might not have heard of it because it's sort of a literary art movie that's not going to be your blockbuster. But it's a great story, and I highly recommend that one, too.
All right, and that is on Prime Video? The Goldfinch?
On Prime, yeah.
Okay. Where do we go from The Goldfinch?
Synopsis, just to let you know, The Goldfinch is about this little boy who experiences a trauma in his childhood, and it's like kind of the whole of his life, and it's a really expansive story.
All right, where do we go from The Goldfinch?
Well, I'm actually going back from The Goldfinch back to The Fault in Our Stars, and one of the mom character in that movie was Laura Dern. Mm-hmm. Who has been in a lot of things. She's a wonderful actress in all the Jurassic Parks and
yes.
David Lynch's Blue Velvet. But one that popped up when I was looking at her filmography is one that I thought is really cute that I'd like to recommend for this weekend or whenever. It's called Downsizing.
Okay.
And it's this cute little sci-fi movie, and it doesn't fit into sci-fi the way you think, like, you know, alien movies or Star Wars or anything. It's about this guy and his wife who pay to get shrunk down to 5 inches tall so that they can live a life of luxury as little teeny tiny people.
So they get it's not like Honey I Shrunk the Kids. This is downsizing.
Right. It's kind of like that, but you know, they do it on purpose.
Okay. And where did your curiosity take you from downsizing?
Well, Downsizing could go back and forth, but if I go back to the Fault in Our Stars, I can go back up to the girl in that movie is Shailene Woodley, who I couldn't remember where I'd seen her when I was watching this, but then when I looked her up, I remembered she was the girl from that one that you and I liked, The Last Letter from Your Lover.
Yeah, I watched that, and I thought that was a really great film. The Last Letter from Your Lover.
Yeah, and then she was in this other series based on some teen novels. It's like a three-part series, the Divergent films, Divergent, Insurgent, and Allegiant. And Ansel Elgort was also in those same movies. So, I mean, it all kind of comes together in a big graph. You should see the diagram that I made while I was writing this out.
Yeah, but there's some great stuff here. Yes, The Last Letter from Your Lover, if you haven't seen that, you might want to take a look. It's got every component you want in a really compelling film. The Fault in Our Stars, The Goldfinch, the second edition of West Side Story, and Downsizing. Have we covered it?
I think that's about it.
And the Divergent series. All right, I can see how this all knits together.
But if you like The Hunger Games, I think you would like The Divergent. That's the same sort of genre.
I never saw The Hunger Games.
I saw the first one, and it's not really my sort of thing, but I think that they were well made and well acted.
All right. Well, thank you. You gave us some great recommendations for the weekend, and we hope listeners will take you up. And I get some nice notes back from people who are glad they heard you mention certain films they otherwise would have missed, because the streaming services are really clogged up with a lot of stuff. That's why your nickname is the Netflixer, because you have a great way of finding these gems on the streaming services and sharing them with us. And that's why we appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you again next week.
Okay. Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to get another traffic update in here because there's a ton of stuff going on. It's been a catastrophe out there this afternoon in some locations. So we'll talk to Skipper, and then we'll come back and reintroduce Mark Robert from yesterday's Happy Hour.
Very busy everywhere this afternoon, and we have a new accident. It's 1600 block of Taylor Road in front of Taylor Road Baptist Church. Use caution there. I-85 southbound, just past Court Street. Got an accident against the center divider. Left lane is blocked. Heard a motorcycle might be involved in that accident. Please use caution there. Also got an accident on I-65 southbound on the Alabama River Bridge. It is on the left side of the bridge. You'll need to be in the center lane or right lane to get by. That had some folks backed up earlier, Northern Boulevard, and we got a big backup of traffic there. A lot of cars on the road everywhere. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Thompson Tractor is here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your Cat Card. Stop by today and ask about the wicked crazy specials exclusively for Cat Card customers. Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 just off I-85. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
It is 5:44. We do this from time to time, our Thursday segment with Mark Robert, which is one of the most popular half hours of the week here on News Talk. We replay it because there's stuff in there that you need to hear. And with the passing of O.J., Mark had shared an insight, and he'll tell you the source. It's really compelling, along with all the other things that we bubba mice about. That's Thursday afternoons at 3:30 till 4 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We present that segment now. Rosie, have a great weekend.
You too.
All righty. When you're on YouTube and you hear this sound, you are tuned in to my favorite channel, America's Untold Stories. And on Thursdays at 3:30, we get to visit with America's greatest storyteller. His name is Mark Robert, and we welcome you to the show on this very mournful day with the passing of O.J. Simpson. Mark, how are you?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of stuff about O.J. on the radio now.
Yeah, I just played the O.J. Simpson Christmas album, which is a great bit. I can send you a copy of that when we're done talking. But I almost have to believe, given your vast network of resources, that you have some O.J. insights or stories that nobody else does.
Well, I'm trying to remember because it's been a while, you know. It's not like it was yesterday, Greg, but there was a guy on this case, a Detective Van Adder.
Yeah, I remember Philip Van Adder, yes.
And he took O.J.'s blood and he mixed it onto the sock to show that it was OJ's blood mixed with Nicole's blood, right? And when he didn't realize that inside the test tube itself was a chemical that indicated that it came out of a test tube. And that kind of made Van Adder one of the framing detectives, not unlike Mark Furman with the glove. And as I've said many times on the show, every police department has a framing unit, and they will frame guilty people for crimes to make the DA's job easier. And 99.9% of the time, they never get caught. And they're not framing an innocent man, Greg.
Right.
They will frame guilty men to make the case easier for their boss. And that's what Van Adder and Furman were doing. So a couple of years after the case, I wake up and I'm living in the valley with a writer named Legs McNeil, the famous author who wrote Please Kill Me, The History of Punk Music, which I highly recommend as a book on the history of music and rock. It's a book called Please Kill Me. Anyway, so Legs and I were roommates, and he was doing another book on something, and I came into the dining room one morning, and there was Detective Van Adder sitting in my house.
Van Adder was at your house?
Yeah, he was there being interviewed by Legs for another book Legs was doing on the history of pornography in L.A.
Oh.
And must have been like, I want to say 8 years after the crime or 5 years afterwards. But I went like, hey, weren't you involved in the O.J. case? And it was Detective Van Adder.
That was the first trial where things you may have said at some other point in your life come into play, you know, because so much of the effort was to diss the L.A. Yeah. Police Department.
Yeah.
And they did a pretty good job, actually.
Yeah, they put the police on trial instead of O.J.
And I was doing morning news in West Palm Beach that whole year.
Wow.
So I got, and the obsession level with listeners and so many people who never missed a minute of the trial, the constant analysis of what was said, what the evidence meant, and then they give it to a jury who is not a jury of his peers, and right. In 40 minutes they considered all of that evidence and decided not guilty.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous, but I mean, somebody pointed out, I remember this now, he cut out the silicone breast implants that he had paid for.
Out of Nicole?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody knows that. It was a little inside evidentiary thing that the prosecution did not mention.
Wow.
That's right, wow.
In fact, that's a detail I've never heard before, but that's why we love talking.
Well, you're getting it here first.
That's right, yeah. I wish I'd had you as a resource back in those days, man. Yeah, the whole thing was a joke, and at the end of the day, of course, the civil trial did not go his way. And then the idiot, do you remember the sting operation that he himself decided he was going to set up to get his merch back?
In Las Vegas. Yeah, that was crazy.
I think he was, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Any other principles or thoughts on that case as we mark his passing at age 76 today?
Well, I'll just say this. He was one of the greatest running backs I've ever seen, and I had his poster in my room as a kid.
Sure.
When he was on the Buffalo Bills. And he was actually one of the few athletes to make the transition into film in comedy. There's a bunch of guys who made it into being heavies in pictures, but very few were able to make the transition to comedy, and OJ was able to do that.
Yeah, when you go back and watch those movies, it was fun because he always had to endure some level of physical torture, getting stuck under a bus that's going from Washington, D.C. to Detroit, and getting his leg caught in a bear trap in the boat, the island.
Oh, I forgot about that. That was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of paid homage to the Three Stooges in that scene in the movie.
Right.
And then, of course, right. The final one, which was the best send-up on the Academy Awards I've ever seen. But
well, I feel for Goldman's father on this day, who has had to go through this entire thing, his entire life,
yeah.
Knowing that this guy killed his son. And, you know, what a strong legacy of this man who was persistent in pursuing O.J. For the damages that he did to his family.
Did he ever get a dime that you know of?
I think he did. I think he got it off of the book. I think he got some off of the book.
Oh, the one called If I Did It?
If I Did It, which did do it, but...
Why didn't Lee Harvey Oswald write a book called... Oh, he didn't have time. That's right.
He didn't have time. He would have taken the Evelyn Woods speed writing course if he had known in advance. But his diary, you can read the Oswald diary. It's quite fascinating. That's been published that he wrote in while being undercover in the Soviet Union. That's very interesting.
That's another new one on me. I did not know there was an Oswald
diary. He taped it to his stomach to escape Soviet authorities when he left the Soviet Union so they wouldn't find it on him.
Well, he was working for our government, wasn't he?
Yeah, he went to Rotterdam, and he went to a safe house in Rotterdam where he was debriefed and polygraphed by his handlers, which I believe are ONI.
Want to recall to all of you listening, those of you who are newer to the show, that Mark Robert is somebody, I'm always looking for fresh takes on JFK. And I did a YouTube search, and this channel called America's Untold Stories pops up, and I was immediately hooked. It is very habit forming, so I warn you, just pick an episode out. And one of the things that he and Eric Hundley do so brilliantly is tie all of the events of November 22nd, 1963, to the deep state behavior, the government within the government, that we see today. And you tie it all together, and it makes sense. There's a new
We did an episode yesterday or Tuesday on William S. Walter.
That's my next question.
What was the question about Walter?
Well, this is a name, again, for all the reading and studying and documentary watching I've done. I've never seen this name before, so if you can, give us a little summary on this guy.
He was a night clerk at the FBI headquarters. He worked for the FBI. He was a student at the time, but he worked every night, the 12 to 8 shift, the graveyard shift, as the night clerk at the FBI office in New Orleans. And that meant security, decoding documents, pulling files, putting files away. He received a file coming over the telex machine that he went to the safe, got out the decoding book, and decoded. And it said, you know, urgent to all SACs. There is a threat against the president on November 22nd coming up. This was November 17th. Urgent to investigate all of your sources and militant groups across the country. This is an alert. And it's a whole thing that he transcribed. And a couple of days later, he hears that the president's been shot, goes back into the vault. Luckily, he took notes of the whole thing. And he eventually gave it to Jim Garrison, the DA of New Orleans, who discussed it on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And that was 5 years later. And then the FBI brings this kid in and starts grilling him and does a massive cover-up, getting 53 agents in the building to sign a document saying they've never heard of this document and that they never heard of anything about this. And the kid was, like, hung out to dry by the FBI.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's actually in the JFK film. There's a bit about it, and he filmed a black and white montage of the event happening where he tears off the telex and reads it. He gave it to 5 agents, and he names the agents. He testified before the House Assassinations Committee in 1977 under oath about what I've been describing to you.
Have any of the agents that were part of the detail on 11-22-63, have any of them really told the truth?
No. I mean, the closest you got was Kellerman, who was sitting in the shotgun seat.
Yeah.
Said it was raining bullets down upon us. You know, I mean, in other words, Kellerman was saying that there was other ammo coming into the limo. I think the phrase was, bullets were raining down upon us. So Kellerman was close.
which, what's his name, Clint, the guy that...
Clint Hurdle?
No, Clint not Clint Hurdle. Hurdle. That's a manager. I know who Clint Hurdle is.
Clint Hill.
Yeah.
I'd rather discuss Clint Hurdle because Clint Hill has changed his testimony so many times.
Yes.
And, no, dude, he's all over the map. And he also claimed to have a love relationship with Jackie in his most recent book from like 3 years ago called Me and Jackie or something.
You're kidding.
No, dude, these guys want to get paid. That's why this guy who came out, Paul Landis, last year, claiming he found bullet 399 on the back of the limo and put it on the stretcher, didn't know whatever happened to it. He wanted a book deal. The book deals could be $500,000, Greg.
Yeah, because these books still sell.
That's right. And also, the publishers need to hear something new, whether you made it up or not. They don't care. They need something new to sell the book. There's a new one out by Jerome Corzi, Final Analysis. Everybody's been calling me about this book. And, you know, Corzi was tweeting to me about it. And he says in his book there were 3 rifle wounds to the head of JFK. And I'm going like, Corzi, anybody who was shot with 3 rifle bullets in their head wouldn't have a head on their shoulders.
This is true. It's
they had to make something up to get the book deal is what I'm driving at.
Before we move on, if somebody's interested in looking at the best material above and beyond watching America's Untold Stories, what book or 2 books would you recommend as a sort of a starter kit for somebody who wants to take a deeper dive?
Well, I would start with the JFK Book of the Film, which is easily accessible. It's written by Oliver Stone. It's the script of the movie, plus all the articles about the movie at the time. And the reason I mention it is the script is thoroughly footnoted as to where he got every single beat in that movie.
Okay.
He footnotes every single thing, and it's really what he had to go through the Warner Brothers legal department of vetting the script. But it's fascinating to read because you'll see the origin of every single thing in the script.
I was watching a recent episode, and you made mention of the director's cut. That's the same length as the movie that was released, right? There is no longer version of JFK.
Oh, no. It's definitely longer.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. It's got the John Larroquette, Johnny Carson scene that's in there that we described last week.
Yeah.
On the Johnny Carson Garrison episode. That's in there. There's a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah, we played some of that Carson tape after we talked last week so people could understand and hear Johnny literally squirm. Johnny Carson never squirmed. I've never seen him.
He was sweating bullets.
Yeah, maybe because he thought one might be aimed at him if he didn't do that interview correctly.
Well, I mean, look, when RFK calls you up, and this is 1967, around there, RFK is a United States Senator.
Right.
So that's impressive. And he calls you up yelling that you can't have Garrison on your show, and you're saying it's too late, he's already been booked. And then his hatchet man flies out and writes out your questions. I think you're a little intimidated by that point.
Yeah, I would think you would be too. And since we have just a couple of minutes left, let's move on to the really important topics this afternoon, like Shohei Ohtani.
Look, here's the question. So now they're saying it's about $14 or $16 million that was stolen. How do you not know $16 million is missing from your checking account, Greg?
Even with all the money in the world, you should notice that.
No. Okay, keep in mind, this is before he signed the Dodger contract.
Right.
This is before he's being a Dodger. This is as an Angel, whatever contract he had as an Angel. He's coming to the end of his money. He's living down in Orange County. How do you not notice that $16 million? You've got accountants. You've got agents. Sports management, you got people doing your taxes,
yeah,
right? Okay, where did $14 million go?